welcome one and all once again to a very special Dual World and Pre-Launch Super Launch Extravaganza.
Laser.
This week we're coming to you on the week of the PlayStation 4 release and a week and a half before the Xbox One comes out. So we figured we'd take a time out from our Game of the Generation series to take a look at these launch lineups, what we expect, what we hope, and if we're getting any of these systems in the next, I guess, 3 weeks if we count the European counterparts as well. So to kick this off, let's introduce our panel. We have Martin.
Hello.
We have Daniel.
Ho, oh, how.
And we have Sam.
Hey, what's up?
So, yes, I guess to just kind of kick this off, we're just going to kind of talk broadly before going into specific. What do you think of the launch lineup for these two new systems?
They're not great.
Eh.
Y'all summed it up perfectly, yeah.
I think they should have done more for the launch window, because...
The thing is, I've been through a lot of launch lineups at this point, and they're rarely good. They are never good.
I somewhat disagree with that. I won't say that they're, you know, I don't think any lineup has really come out the gate and said this is a lineup that's going to support your system for a year. But I do think in previous launches, we always had that game that kind of went on. You know, at launch, we've had several games that have defined the generation. We've had
We had
Wii Sports last generation, which you can say is a very big generation. The generation before that, we had Halo, which was a huge thing for first-person shooters. Before that, we had Mario 64, 3D game.
But at the same time, it was always just one console out of three or, four.
Yeah, but,
I mean,
but
let's look at the launch lineup of the PS2. Oh, yay.
Okay, Sony has never had a good launch lineup. But my point is, like, we've had this. This will be the final of the three systems coming out, and none of them have what I would call a great game in their lineup. I would even argue that after a year, the Wii U is still missing that great game.
Well, the thing is the problem with that is we're coming out of what ended up being a very stagnant generation for good reasons, and all I've seen from, like, stagnant as in, like, because we ended up, like, having, like, one design way of designing first-person shooters and one design, you know, one way of doing racing games for the most part, you know. So, you know, what we've got is we've got a racing game, we've got a first-person shooter on both, we've got a, you know, it's just like they're doing the same shit, just, oh, the graphics are better now.
I also do think that this prolonged generation has kind of hurt it. It's weird, though, because you would think with a longer generation that the first parties would have been better suited to kind of take advantage of this extra time.
Yeah,
but
the problem is that even the first parties were caught up, like, doing shit like God of War Ascension. That game was never produced.
You can argue that the first party development studio didn't exactly make God of War Ascension, but... See, that's what gives... Yeah. It's what gives me hope, because
the first parties have been trying to rush out all their shit before the generation, you know. They're trying to get one last Gears of War game,
except they're putting all their B studios on it. So, like, there's still a good Gears of War game in development for next generation, you know, ostensibly speaking. That's what we're assuming that all the best development studios have been up to, and that's why a lot of, like, those last-gen sequels have been shit for the last year.
Yeah, but all those resources could be used to maybe get something out earlier.
You have to remember that this these releases are being rushed. And
I feel like
the biggest thing is you cannot play DVDs in your PS4 when it comes out without updating it. Like, what?
Well, that's an entirely different reason. You have to think about these.
Who cares?
They have to be manufactured.
Well, no,
very
I'm
early.
Not saying I'm not making a big deal of that thing. I'm just using it as a, like, it's an indicator that they are rushing these releases. They are trying to get them out while they can, because
some
it's Christmas
definitely.
Time. You know?
Well, definitely. I mean, we heard about Dice.
Poor guy keeps getting cut off.
Dice, for example, talked not too long about rethinking, maybe launching even with these new systems for Battlefield 4, because they were not sure if they could even make it.
Yeah, console design is an interesting thing, because it is kind of like trying to hit a moving target out of an airplane while free falling because they do move. I mean, over the course of any year, like you know, we've heard rumors and speculations that this has this and this has been upgraded. So that is stuff. A lot of times, you're just kind of working on what the company's aiming for before they kind of finalize it. And even when they finalize it, you know, like sometimes they overpromise and underdeliver, overpromise, you know, stuff like that. So a lot of this stuff is, but I understand it from a third party perspective, but from a first party perspective, really should have come out the gate more. I mean, I guess kind of going more into specifics. As far as I know, Microsoft has one game at launch that's actually developed by Microsoft.
Hey, that's one more than Sony has that looks any good.
Well, Sony, I mean...
Wait, are you shitting on Killzone?
I like Killzone. It's okay.
It's this American apathy towards Killzone.
But Killzone will never be Halo is the problem, and that's what it's trying to be.
Here's what we've got. Regardless of what you feel about Killzone, right, it is the most next-gen game that is releasing at launch of the next-gen consoles. Doesn't matter, because it's running 1080p, 60 FPS. On both of them.
I was about to say, I slightly disagree, because I think Rise is the most next-gen game.
Well, the game that plays itself.
Yes, I mean it in the sense that Rise is a game that people are going to look at and say, this is a really great looking game. I'm not saying that Killzone doesn't look great.
But that's not 1080p 60 FPS. And that's what I'm saying.
Most people don't.
Why does it matter?
Care.
Well, yeah. it doesn't. Well, yeah, but you can't talk about, oh, it looks good, but it, you know, it doesn't have.
Next-gen's
the thing is,
not,
it's just the same shit. It's 720p or 900p or whatever
but
the fuck
it's not just,
it
yeah,
is.
Good.
How is Killzone not different from that? I mean, Killzone is Killzone with 1080p and 60.
Killzone's at least trying to push the boundaries. You can't do anything like innovative, obviously, because this is Guerrilla we're talking about.
But you can do it that innovative, and that's the problem with
Well, that's content. What I'm saying, is Guerrilla can't do that. I mean, you could do, but Guerrilla are physically incapable of doing that. They can't do anything else, so at least they're trying something, whereas Crytek are doing a game that plays itself.
But sliding some numbers up to slightly greater numbers doesn't necessarily mean it's the only next-gen title of that.
I didn't say it was the only one. I said it's the most.
I would say this much. I honestly think between the two lineups, we don't really have a next-gen title because almost all of these games could be done on current-gen systems. They might not look as good, but it's really the same games with a shinier coat of paint, which I think is the big...
Is Watch Dogs coming to current-gen?
It is coming to current gen.
Watch Dogs,
I think Watch Dogs was that game. I think that's why in the last month or so, a lot of people's anticipation for this generation has kind of waned because Watch Dogs was that kind of game that it pretty much looked like GTA fancy, but it was the thing that people, because it was the first next gen game we saw last year, and that was kind of one people hung their hats on, and now it's out of the launch window. So what we're seeing is about 85% of the launch lineup between the Xbox One and the PS4 are current gen ports with better graphics. And in some cases, that's almost debatable. And then we're looking at the exclusives, which isn't that many, and it's not anything that great for a lot of people. We have Rise, we have Killzone, we have Knack, we have Dead Rising 3, we have Forza Motorsports 5, and I think those are the major retail ones.
I'm actually excited for Dead Rising. I think that game looks good. I know people crapped on it. It's E3 demo or whatever, but in all the coverage I've seen since, I think it looks like a very good Dead Rising game and looks next-gen enough. See, that would be my argument against Killzone, is I think
it
Dead Rising looks like a next-gen game.
It doesn't have a 72-hour timeline. It's already shit.
Ooh.
Well, for some people, that might make it better.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, for some people. But most people are wrong.
Yeah. I also heard that there's a hard mode that has it, but
But why can I not play the normal mode with it?
Why?
It already looks like this game was not designed around it. Maybe that's why.
That's the kind of things people said about the last Dead Rising, though, is my problem. Like, people looked at the last Dead Rising game and go, oh, it's not made from Japan. There's no way it's going to be as good and quirky as the first one. And Dead Rising 2
was
a great game.
The last one was good, but it also has the timer.
Okay. I don't know.
Capcom needed to do is make it so you don't have to restart the game 10,000 times before you get to the end.
Yeah, I want my Dead Rising games like that. I hated that timer.
They needed to do. But I mean, they could have made some effort to make it not look like grey brown bloom.
So is And so is Dead Rising 3 the most anticipated next-gen launch title for us?
No. Mine is Killzone. No. I like Killzone.
For the Xbox, it is for me. I plan on getting an Xbox One, though, so...
Okay. I mean, honestly speaking, none of these games on any of these systems do anything.
I mean, yeah, they're not my... What's the term for it? I'm completely blanking on it.
Cup of tea?
Well, sure, but term for a reason to buy a console. Killer app. There we go.
Yeah,
and I think that's going to be a problem. Again, it's not going to be a problem this year. I think both of these systems will sell right through Christmas. I do think we're going to start seeing a showdown in January because, like, for me personally, the first next quote-unquote next-gen game I'm interested in these two is Infamous Second Son, which is out in February.
All right.
And I like Infamous enough, but I'm not going to buy a $400 system for it.
I've been agonizing over that kind of thing for a few days now. It's like I could go out and buy a PS4 or an Xbox One. I could technically buy both if I really wanted to, and I wouldn't have a massive dent in my bank account.
Look who's rolling in cash over here.
Well, and this
go
is
on,
it.
It's your gold toilet paper.
Like I can't justify it. You know, I want to buy one of them, and it would be a PS4 if I was to buy either of them, like, because I like having new toys sitting on my desk.
And I think that's where a lot of people are right now. Is like they prefer having a new toy and just waiting for the library to fill out.
Yeah.
I prefer having the library there and getting it, because usually if you wait long enough, you can get a very decent deal, and you can, you know, like, if you want, you can even get the games now. Like, right now, Target is having a buy two, get one free sale on PS4 titles. So if you're getting a PS4 and you have some interest in launch titles but don't have any interest in the console, buy the launch titles now. Put them on your shelf. Save them.
Oh, I couldn't do
that'd
that.
That'd be worse. That'd be so much worse.
Do that.
Well,
yeah.
People bought controllers like, I mean, a couple of weeks ago, and that's just weird.
Yeah,
well,
it is.
Well, you can technically use those on a PS3 with some games, and you can use it on PC as well, so...
Yeah, but you can also use a PS3 controller on a PC.
You can also use an Xbox 360 controller on a PC.
But the PS3 controller is a piece of shit, and if I got the opportunity to replace it, I would.
That's true.
No argument.
Yeah, I think the idea of buying controllers before a system just...
I know, I bought a 3DS, and I had it for 3 months before I had any games for it. And I know what it's like to have a system and only be able to look at the menus on it. And
yeah,
I don't think I want to do that with a £359 machine.
3DS is different for me because I bought it because Nintendo was giving you 20 free games.
Well, I bought it because it was cheap at the time, and
yeah,
I knew Ace Attorney 5 was going to come out at some point, so...
It was a little of both for me because it was like they had the price drop, and after the price drop, you wouldn't get it, but Target had it early. So I could get the price drop for $160 and then get the 20 free games, and I felt like that was too good of a deal to pass up. But it was the same thing that I went through because I pretty much got it because I knew Mario 3D and Mario Kart 7 were coming out the end of the year, but I got this in August. So it's pretty much 4 years of 4 months of me using it as an emulator for NES and GBA games.
Yeah.
Which isn't what you want when you spend hundreds of dollars on something. And like even then, like, I can't justify the Xbox One or the PS4 because they don't have backwards compatibility. So I can't even use them to play my current games on something. So I'm going to still have to have the older systems hooked up. So I'm going to wait until their libraries are there to replace the ones I already have.
Like, and the only next-gen game that I'm actually interested in playing is Destiny, and that doesn't come out until 2014. And even then, I'm still not going to buy a console. Like, as much as I love Bungie, I'm not going to go out and buy a £350 console just for their game.
I think it was on current gen as well.
It is, but I don't see any point in playing it on current gen. The only current gen console I own is a 360, and imagine how bad that is going to be with disc swapping.
I've never been a huge thing in disc swapping. As long as it's like a one-time deal, not like Mass Effect, where I have to switch the disc like 4 times on a PlayStation.
I can imagine Best Destiny being a very big game, so I can imagine that happening a lot. Either that,
or I install
a whole lot on my hard drive, and I only have limited space on it because it's a 60 gig, and I don't want to go out and buy one of Microsoft's expensive drives.
Then get one of those like USB sticks.
They're not ideal. I have one USB port used up for my wireless adapter. I've got one used up for my controller. You know, okay, I have one spare, but you know, like I don't like having USBs jammed into my 360, and I'd just rather not do it. As far as I'm concerned, Destiny is a next-gen only game, but I'm not going to get a next-gen console just for it.
Well, okay, here's something else, and I had a friend do this past week. He canceled his PS4 order and just decided to build a much beefier PC.
I've got one.
So you have? You can? Is Destiny out on PC?
No. Bungie are like, oh, we haven't said no. You haven't said yes either, have you?
Wait, yeah, it is on PC. Destiny. I'm sorry. I was thinking of Titanfall.
Yeah.
Have you seen Titanfall?
I have played Call of Duty next, yeah.
I've played Titanfall, yeah.
I've played Call of Duty before, yeah.
Well, I've actually played Titanfall. It was great.
Oh, yeah. Have you played Titanfall yet?
It's awesome.
I played it at PAX.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Yeah, turns out when you say the words inside gaming, people tend to let you into places. It's kind of nice. Lovely little perk. Works for parties, too. Pro tip. You don't even actually have to officially work there yet. Anyway, moving on.
Anyway, beside those bummer guys, I am actually excited for new consoles. Finally, new shiny things. Finally, no longer shit version of games that run at like 20 frames per second. I'm super stoked.
We're still going to get that.
Oh, but not at this point.
Not at this point, but next year you're going to have games that
The 360, the Xbox One's already half there for most of its games, so, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, the problem...
Well, I'm not getting an Xbox One, so...
Oh, goodness, all right then.
The problem has never been that these games can run at 20. It's that people aim for stuff that these systems can't do, and that's what they're going to continue to do. You know, it's not an issue of, like, okay, we have more power, so we're going to fix the things that were broken. It's just like we're going to continue doing that, and we're going to still have those broken things. We're just going to have them at a higher resolution.
Problems in 3 to 4 years. Not now.
I say we have this problem next year. I say we have this problem with some launch titles. Maybe not major ones, but I do imagine that some of these launch titles will be running really ugly.
I mean, I've already seen Dead Rising running, so...
So there you go. And that's an exclusive title. So, but yeah. I get the notion, but I want a shiny toy, and I want a thing to play with my shiny toy. I don't want to... get a shiny toy and just
But I have things I want to play on it.
Oh, so, and that's good for you. I'm just saying, for me personally.
Not everyone is like you guys.
Not everybody's...
It's a good job.
I mean, not everybody has the same taste in games. I mean, that's always been the point. The problem is like, how many people are like me and how many people are like you? And that's going to be a question that you get to answer at the start of next year.
Not many people need to be like me, because the people who won't buy a console during the launch are the people who are like me. And the people like you who buy a console will buy it next Christmas.
There's a reason to buy it next Christmas. I'm really curious to see how it goes. But yes, you know, for the launch windows, whatever, I do think, like you said, I do think the first Christmas is really a major test. And really, if you can't get over that hump, I think that's when you can kind of write off the system, which is why, personally speaking, I haven't written off the Wii U yet. Granted, I don't expect it to make some records come back, but I do kind of expect that it won't be too terrible this holiday season, just not that great.
Well, it's you could cite demographics and stuff, but it's pretty damning when a console that has an install base of precisely zero outsells the Wii U on a Call of Duty game.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I mean, and this is a subject for a whole different podcast, I just think that there are certain games that no matter what Nintendo does, they won't get the audience for it because there's... I mean, there's
But Nintendo fans told me that Call of Duty was super popular on the Wii.
I don't remember people saying that.
Oh, but they told me that countless number of times.
But it's so decent on the Wii. I mean, each one was over 1 million units. It's nothing to cough at when you have the PS3 and 360 right there. So yeah, that's, you know. And the other thing, from what I've seen, I don't hear in Europe. So from what I've seen, it seems like a lot of stores just don't carry the Wii version of that. And right or wrong, there just isn't a lot of software sales for third parties.
The Wii U, I think, has been taken off a couple of shelves already in the UK because it was just selling.
There
it
are not many places selling Wii U's in this country.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's doing really bad.
It's doing.
I don't think this Christmas
it's
is going to change.
It's got a couple of
good
games coming out this year. I will disagree.
I think that...
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that this holiday season... I mean, this holiday season is ready to make it or break it, but I do see them doing better this holiday season. They do have games that people want, and they do have a very... You know, it's cheaper. It's a much more diverse thing. And I do think that even though they don't have major third-party support, they get almost all the major titles that are out this holiday season, except for Battlefield.
And it's a... If you've followed the industry for any amount of time, what you hear is time and time again, never bet against Nintendo. And I am still a strong believer in that no one should ever bet against Nintendo, that they don't know what they're doing. Because everybody says, oh, they're screwed, it's never going to work. And every single time, Nintendo comes out and proves you wrong. So
they are not screwed, but it's going to be the next GameCube.
That could be. And the GameCube asked it for what it did in it, so...
Yeah, because it was profitable.
Yeah.
Exactly. So GameCube was not a failure to them, and I don't think the Wii U is going to fail this Christmas either. I believe that it's going to do fine, and with the new Mario game coming out, I actually have a Wii U, so I have a reason to be excited about it.
I had a Wii U. I sold it.
and this goes back to what we were saying before. This is why I don't buy systems at launch if I don't have games for them.
I'm not regretting it at this point.
Selling it?
Yeah.
And that's okay, that's on you, like I said.
Because, you know me, I'm not that big into Mario. I don't care.
But what I'm saying, though, is like, then you shouldn't have put it at launch if you didn't know that...
I wanted to play Monster Hunter, you know this very well.
So, one game that's not...
Why didn't you get it on 3DS? I live with somebody who's like, oh, I want to get a Wii U for Monster Hunter. It's like, you have a 3DS, it's on the 3DS, you do know that.
because the Wii U version was better, that's why. I wanted to play online.
Yeah. I think what Nintendo needs to do, and I guess this will be out, is they need to advertise. I do think they have games that are there for people. You know, they mentioned they have the Zelda, they have Mario, they have Pikmin, they have Wonderful 101, they have Lego City, they have Monster Hunter. They have games. They have a much cheaper price. I think their bundles are really nice. They have the Mario Brothers one now, which is Mario and New Super Luigi U for $300. They have that really flexible price on Wii Fit U and Wii Sports Club. They have some type of online gaming right now. they have some stuff. They just need to advertise it. And like I said, I still don't expect it to do miraculous, but I do kind of expect it to at least move something this holiday season. If not, they really are screwed. I mean, yes, they have Mario Kart and Smash Brothers coming out next year, but really, at that point, it would be dead in the water. I mean, it's pretty much dead in the water now. Not that it won't sell, but really, there's no third-party games announced for it past this holiday season other than Watch Dogs, which may or may not get canceled at this rate.
So, let's move on from this Nintendo stuff and get to what we actually want to talk about.
Okay. Hey, I have no problem talking about Nintendo, but yes.
I know that.
Talking about PlayStation 4 first, which is out this Friday for North America and out in 2 weeks, 3 weeks for Europe. We kind of already mentioned Killzone and Knack and stuff like that. But I guess those are the big ones, and we do get reviews, I think, tomorrow or Wednesday.
Wednesday is what I read.
So, yeah, I mean, Martin, you're on Team Killzone, so explain why you're excited for this.
Because I like Killzone 2 a lot. Killzone 2 was great. Killzone 3 was kind of disappointing compared to the second one because it went too much into the Call of Duty camp, with its single player at least. And Killzone Shadowfall at least looks like they are going into the more open level route where you can actually decide... however you want to tackle the objectives in this particular level, and that's something I especially like in first-person shooters, and that's why I'm looking forward to it. Also, it looks beautiful.
Okay. yes. Okay.
You know, Martin, I'm still not convinced by the whole Killzone has less lethality than Call of Duty. I'm not seeing it in Shadowfall at all. It just looks the same to me, and, you know... Killzone has kind of an interesting... Its new sort of aesthetic is much better than Killzone 2, because all Killzone 2 was fucking grey and brown and explosions, and I actually was bored to tears by Killzone 2.
I'm kind of curious then, why aren't they advertising... They aren't advertising that, nor are they advertising the graphics. I don't know how the European commercial looks, but the one we get is basically a man standing in front of like a council talking about war.
I haven't seen it. I'm not one in, like, into looking at trailers for games I know I'm not going to be interested in anyway.
Oh, it's not trailers. I'm talking about commercials. Next Gen has been all over my TV for the past 2 weeks.
I
don't watch TV either, and I live in a commercial-free echo chamber, so...
Don't ask me about commercials.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, yeah, because I watch... It comes on during wrestling, it comes on during, like, Arrow. Like, I swear, it's the same rotation. It's the perfect day... PS4 commercial. It's the Las Vegas Call of Duty commercial. It's the Battlefield commercial. It's the Xbox One commercial, and it's the Dead Rising Happy Together commercial. And then Killzone comes out, which is totally very different from everything else because nobody's singing in it. And it doesn't advertise the game really well. Like, I always forget it's a Killzone commercial until the logo comes up, Killzone Shadowfall. So it's weird that, like Daniel said, the same thing. It's the most quote-unquote next-gen game, but they're not advertising the graphics or the gameplay. They're advertising the brand. Are any of you looking forward to NEC?
I am waiting for reviews on NEC because I kind of want a co-op game to play with my girlfriend, and this game could be it if it's good. Otherwise, I'm just going to play Lego Marvel.
I was going to say, why not just get Ergo Marvel Superheroes?
Yeah, that's the game I have currently pre-ordered. Just saying, that if NEC turns out good, I have no problem getting it.
I saw somebody on Twitter say that it could be the next gen's cameo.
That's the comparison that I am kind of on board with. It does look like that game that gets that next gen hype.
I like Cameo at launch.
Yeah, Cameo was nice at launch, but Cameo is in a game people talk about at the end of the generation.
I feel like Rise would be that game if we hadn't gotten, like, if last gen launch hadn't happened, Rise would be a lot more popular than it is now. But since last gen launch, we know the tricks that Rise is trying to pull, and we realize that it's not going to be a great game, it's just going to look very pretty.
Well, you could have told that from the fact that Crytek are making it.
Rise at Gamescom. It was terrible. So,
as I was to say, you could say that. I mean, originally it was a Kinect title,
right?
That it's there as well. That ground foundation is still there. But yes, I think, like I said, I think Rise is going to sell well at launch because it's a pretty looking game that shows well in commercials. But yes, it's going to be one of those games. Like, did you remember Rise? It's kind of like
it's gonna be Rich Steel. Rich.
It's gonna
be,
yeah, it will.
It's gonna be Red Steel, but what was that PlayStation 2 one? The Bouncer?
Oh yeah, The Bouncer, right. Terrible game, but super pretty at the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Lair.
And it had a big name behind it. That was a Square Enix.
Square game, yeah.
It's going to go down as this generation's The Bouncer. So yeah, Zonta have had really questionable titles, but they have had some good ones. How does he think this is Sony's best launch lineup, which isn't saying a ton about their launch lineups, though?
No.
Well, you can polish a turd.
Yeah, what else do we have? Almost everything else is like a port. Playroom, which comes to the system, but doesn't come with the camera, which I think is really stupid in either direction, I guess.
I think there are a couple of games you can play just with a gamepad.
Okay.
So,
Resno Gun, which is the PlayStation Plus title, which is actually already out, I believe, or it should be going up this week.
I am very much looking forward to Resno Gun as well, because I like Super Stardust HD quite a lot. And
you get it for free.
The other games for the house market, and getting it for free is great. I also played it at Gamescom, and it was really fun.
And I guess Contrast would be the other one?
Yeah, I saw Contrast, but didn't get a chance to play it, but it looked interesting.
And then I believe everything else is a port or you can find on other systems.
Angry Birds Star Wars Killer App PS4.
The sad thing is, it's not a killer app, but these games sell well, and I don't
know
why.
Not on console, they don't.
No, they sell well on consoles,
really?
Too. Yes, I believe Angry Birds Trilogy sold over a million units.
People are idiots.
And for $40, where you can get all three to get less than a dollar on your cell phone.
I did not know that. I thought those games sold horribly. But I never actually bothered looking it up because I thought, who in the right mind would pay $40 for an Angry Birds game?
Plenty of people, unfortunately.
Sadly enough, I don't know if this changed. I remember last year, Angry Birds Trilogy was the best-selling third-party game on a 3DS. I mean, that makes sense. That's the kind of the market.
Why do we even do our jobs? What? There's no point. Nobody listens.
And it's not that Angry... I'm not going to hit on Angry Birds. It's the fact that people are buying a $40 markup of a game they can get for $3 on their cell phone, right, or their tablet, or on their web browser. Or free if you're a Android user, because I don't think they charge for any of these Angry Birds games.
I'm looking forward to a couple of the free-to-play games, actually, because I don't have a great PC. And I played a bit of Warframe, which I enjoyed quite a bit, so I'm looking forward to play that. And I'm looking forward to play War Thunder, which was also great fun at Gamescom.
And we're running out of things to put war in front of.
Well, the game name actually kind of makes sense, because right now it's just planes that you can fly, but they will add naval warfare and tank warfare as well soon.
I feel like they could have come up with something better than war. War just seems like that generic word you use now. War fate, you know, like...
War phase is the worst.
War tanks, war planes,
ever, so.
War boats, war submarines, war... War submarines a thing yet? I'd play that.
I don't think so, but...
It's gotta be.
Yeah, we have World of Tanks. I wouldn't be surprised if we have World of Submarines.
Well, there's World of Tanks, there's World of Warplanes, and World of Warships.
Oh, I did not know it had, so there
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, I knew
the go-to name for submarines is still Silent Hunter, so...
Hmm.
Yeah. Anything else on the PlayStation 4? Yes, at launch. Or we'll get it to the launch window in a bit, I guess.
Which I want to buy? Or play?
Well, I'm just kind of curious, do you think... I mean, I'm sure these are going to be better versions than the current console versions, but...
Yeah,
I mean, any of these just kind of stick out to you as something that you want to get on, or should get on your PS4?
That's what I want, but I can pick out the ones that are going to sell the best.
Battlefield, Assassin's Creed 4.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed 4, and then NBA 2K14 will sell a ton on PS4.
Yeah, I mean, these are the games that sell well on current gen systems.
Yeah, I do love that they're still advertising those as launch games. I mean, there's no, like, star caveat by it. They're just like, yeah, buy the PS4 version. And there's this basic Xbox and some. Yeah,
I actually really hope that Lego Marvel will be a good port, because I heard the performance.
From what everything I've heard,
it is terrible. On current gen, I mean, the performance is pretty poor. I hope the port is good.
I haven't heard anything about the performance.
I've seen people tweeting about it, and they say good things about Lego Marvel. So on the next gen systems.
Yeah, so that's good. It's mostly in the open world stuff where the performance goes down the drain on current gen.
That seems to make sense. I just think their engine isn't set up for that.
Yeah, maybe. So that's why I'm hoping on PS4 they have enough headroom.
Again, I just think it's the engine. I just think it's something they designed. I'm curious to see what Lego games they have next year. I don't know. Do they have a movie one announced yet?
I'm not sure.
Okay. So I guess
also Need for Speed Rivals, which should be pretty good on next-gen systems.
Is that out for current systems, or is that out this
week?
It's
out for current systems, but I don't think anyone has seen those versions.
I haven't heard about them. I thought it was coming out this week as well.
I don't think you want to see those versions.
What game?
Need for Speed Rivals.
Oh. Well, they can't be as bad as the PC version, so, you know.
They could be.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, well. They're probably
not. The PC version, it's not out.
The PC version is locked at 30 FPS.
It isn't. It wasn't information.
Oh, no. Oh. 30 frames per second. That's basically like playing a flipbook.
It is on PC.
I don't care.
For it seems like racing games and fighters are the ones that people are really, really big on frame rate.
You know what? Okay, yeah, you're right. I hadn't thought about that. Frame rate for racing games is important. But when it's a single player only experience, or like... My most recent example is Mass Effect 3 seemed to run fine to me for the most part. It did drop, but the idea was like, oh, it's 30 frames a second, but it looks better at 30 frames. Like, there's a reason that games run at 30 frames a second, and no matter how much you increase the hardware, I think a lot of developers are going to prefer games that look pretty over games that run perfectly.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what they said going into this generation as well. It's not an issue of... It gets a trade-off. Like, do we get it to run at a consistent 60 frames a second, or do we get it to run at 1080p?
Right. More power doesn't help that, necessarily.
Or in the case of the Xbox One, you have neither.
You're ready? Okay, since Daniel wants to speak on the Xbox, let's talk about the Xbox One.
I still wanted to talk about Call of Duty because I think it's a poor excuse of a next-gen game. I think
it's
probably the worst-looking game of all the launch titles.
And it's still going to be the best-selling one. So.
Yeah, but that's what happens when you grandfather an engine from Quake 3.
Yeah,
and you only upgrade it because people, you know, oh, we need a bit of light here, you know?
Because that's all you need to do to sell a shit ton of copies.
Well, yeah, exactly.
But not to mention that the game is poor in general, so it's not just the graphics.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't want to necessarily defend Call of Duty here, but
It's Call of Duty, of course it's poor.
Well, there are a lot of people that like Call of Duty games. I'm not going to
say that. That doesn't mean it's good.
Duty games.
It means it's good. It just means that it's not necessarily everybody's cup of tea.
I enjoyed Call of Duty for quite some time, but Ghost is a poor game.
I've been playing Black Ops 2 with my roommate for all of last week, and it's still a fine game. It hasn't changed much, but it's not something I hate. So I'm not going to say it's poor. It's just for a certain audience.
Well, I think the main concern here is that it really hasn't changed much in Ghost, which is what it seems to be the big criticism. It's like a lot of this stuff, like single play is really, like, I mean, it seems to be a minor thing to complain about. Like, people are complaining about, like, they reuse a scene from, I think, Modern Warfare 3.
It only took them 7 years to catch up.
Well, I was about to say, I think Call of Duty would have been a great standard for the industry if it wasn't a franchise. Because, I mean, the whole point, like, we always say that, you know, you shouldn't have to do new engines, you shouldn't have to do this and that. And the fact that Call of Duty has been able to survive over a decade on the same engine and still make money should be a good testament to design. The problem is like, it comes out every year, and it doesn't add much, so it does kind of get tiresome. And this is the, what, 8th or 9th straight year of a Call of Duty game?
10.
Yeah.
I thought they skipped a year.
But it was between 1 and 2, so it would have been it's 8th.
Okay,
I'll give you that, but I'm still not gonna call. I'm not gonna say a game that's at 75 on Metacritic is bad. Like,
I don't think he means bad, but I think performance wise, it is not a very special connection title.
That's fair.
And I think that just goes to the fact that they realize their audience doesn't care as long as it's 60 frames per second.
All right, hey, I gotta go, because I got a marketing thing I gotta go catch. But thank you guys for having me on. Good luck in your next thing.
Yeah.
And,
Ada.
Try not to be too negative without me.
Never are. So, yes, Xbox One. Not giant up. Crimson Dragon.
Wait a second. Let me just actually look it up again.
Yeah, have we seen anything of this since the announcement thing?
I don't think we have.
Even then, we didn't even have the full thing because there was no sound.
We've gotten impressions of it recently, haven't we?
From what?
Crimson Dragon.
I only heard it's okay. That's what I heard.
Okay. It's good enough.
It's the standard of a launch title.
I mean, it's
a
360 game that got ported up, so...
It's a rail shooter as well.
I think most of the Xbox launch lineup is 360 games that get ported up, which is really surprising, again, because Microsoft hasn't really been bending over backwards with the first-party releases in the past 3 or 4 years.
No, they released Gears of War Judgment. What an amazing game that was.
So amazing,
nobody bought it, may I remind you.
It's not even a first-party title. It was done by a secondary studio of their third-party partner. And that was a game that they really should have held off on launch. I mean, granted, I don't know if 6 months would have made it a better game, but it would have made it a more interesting game at launch instead of being like this throwaway game you got in March of this year that did nothing for system sales and, as you mentioned, didn't sell well. And if anything, I don't know if these games tarnish the brand, like God of War Ascension or Gears of War, but I do imagine it does give people a better chance to get fatigued of them. Like, 4 games in a generation just seems insane. Nothing on Crimson Dragon. We kind of talked about Dead Rising 3.
Which looks okay, but it's really not... I mean, gameplay-wise, it will probably be decent fun, but for me, it takes some of what I like in Dead Rising away. And I also don't think it looks that great graphically.
That's the thing that I had, is like, I don't like Dead Rising, and
I mean, I harp on having to start the game like 1,000 times to finish it. I mean, maybe they could have just removed that and left it as it was, but, like, to me, Dead Rising is you get given a very kind of small, intimate place that you get to know, and there's a lot of sandboxy stuff that you can, crazy sandboxy stuff that you can do. You know, you have this time limit that's okay, you can choose to stick to it or you can choose not to if you don't want to. You know, it's very specific, the kind of Dead Rising formula, and obviously the people that buy Dead Rising buy it because they really like that, whereas now they've just gone, oh, here's a city and you can drive cars and here's a lot of brown, you know? And
yeah, that's brown. Probably why I didn't get really excited about it. I am one of those who really enjoyed the first Dead Rising. I also like the second one, but not as much as the first one. So for me it's like, I don't know what you're doing with this game. It's not really what I want. So, yeah.
Okay. I don't know if this is exclusive, but I didn't see it on the Sony one. Fighters Within.
I think that's exclusive because it's a Kinect title.
Which I'm very sure at this point is a game that Ubisoft has repackaged 3 times now.
Isn't that the superhero thing that they had for 360?
Yeah, and then they repackaged it as the Marvel fighting game last year for the Wii U.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and I think even the superhero game was a repackage of a Kinect launch title.
It was
wow, Wikipedia has nothing. It has a sentence for this game.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is a game that they have just kept on repackaging with new characters. And it's the same, like, oh, you get to jump and you raise your hand to uppercut and stuff like that.
And you flail around to punch.
Yes. So, it's, I mean, if it works for them, it's just really sketchy that they're repackaging it again.
Also, most likely not going to end up being a good game.
Oh, I doubt it. It wasn't a good game the first 3 times they tried to sell it to people. Or yeah. This would be Marvel Ultimate Fight 2 or whatever the hell that was.
This game looks really dodgy.
Yeah, it's
Ooh.
The same
oh, yeah.
engine. I'm pretty sure it's the same engine that they've been selling for 4 years.
I saw this game being played. It didn't look good at all.
It's, do you play this game or do you trick it into doing what you want it to do?
I don't know. Both. I think it makes you its puppet as you pretend to try to do something that doesn't work.
Oh, so the game plays you.
Yes.
Amazing.
I'm watching people play this, and this is not working very well at all.
No. And you know, they're going to say, oh, it's a convention. Like, I played the Marvel one last year at Comic-Con, and it's like they have, like, the perfect setup. It's a clear background. They give you, like, a little space that they carve out of the show for you, so it's all you. They'll make 2 people go at a time. Yeah, it's not a good game. It's
and they can't even blame Kinect this time.
Well, they
can try, but I don't think it will wash with all the new stuff that it can do, apparently.
Well, like I said, I really think it's just them recycling this engine time and time again to get the most out of it, to get a return, and hopefully one of these franchises, one of these games hit, and they get a success on their hand. But yeah, it's really dodgy at best. Forza Motorsport 5.
Yeah, that's probably going to be a really good title.
It's a game with cars, and you race them.
Well, I mean, at this point, it's really the only one. I mean, that and Need for Speed, because the drive job has been pushed back, and the crew's been pushed back. So it's like the next-gen racing game.
Yeah, that's probably going to end up good, being good. I mean, Turn 10 so far has not disappointed.
I wouldn't be surprised if it showed signs of being rushed, though, because the game's not complete when you buy it. You have to download a moderately sized patch to finish it off.
Well, I think that's going to be out of cases.
Sad, really, because they've, you know, if anything, they would have given, because Turn 10 didn't do the last Forza game, so they've had loads of time.
Yeah, again, you think on paper these people had a lot of time, but it does seem like they haven't. Or they are rushing out of these games to get them out. And part of it is because the console design, I assume, it has been in flux as far as getting price and power on par. Killer Instinct.
If I would pick up Xbox One, that would be the game I would buy.
Really?
I told you at Gamescom, I played this game for an hour. It was a ton of fun. It was really good.
I can't imagine the free-to-play model. I can't. The thing is it's free-to-play, and you don't.
It's not really free to play. I think we need a different term for that because it's not free to play, as far as I know. Because you get like you buy piecemeal characters, but it's not free to play in that.
That's how free to play works.
No, but you can't like get these characters through playing the game. You have to buy them, right? There's no way to acquire them without paying
for them. You basically they're giving you an extensive demo, and then you buy the rest.
Yeah. So yeah, I think we really need to come up with like. There needs to be another term, because to me, free-to-play means a game that you can play without paying.
Martin, are you sure that Killer Instinct is fun?
Yes!
Are you sure? Because this game is made by Double Helix, right? Are you sure it's fun?
I know how it sounds. I was surprised myself, you can believe me, but I was playing during Gamescom with a Street Fighter tournament player by my side, on sticks, and we tried out a bunch of stuff, we played for an hour, and it was really good and fun.
I mean, it looks good to look at. I mean, you can't tell fun. Are you sure? I'm going to ask you again.
I play a ton of fighting games. It was fun. Believe me.
Okay. All right. I think we've got that one. Double Helix may have just made a good game. So.
Yes, exactly. I'm surprised as well. But, I mean, they did get a bunch of people who have fighting game experience. So that probably helped out.
Oh, and they hired a bunch of guys that knew how to make Silent Hill games.
Yeah.
So, maybe.
So, yeah, like I said, I probably would not have played it for an hour if I didn't think it was fun.
Okay. So, are you picking that would be the game you would get if you get an Xbox?
Probably that and Forza.
I was going to say, you're going to have to get something else, because you can't just have a fighting game.
No, of course not. It would probably be Forza and Killer Instinct, if I had to get games for the Xbox One.
Okay. Yoko Psycho?
Looks terrible.
Everybody is saying this game looks bad, and I can see it. I was just like, what?
I was just saying, I haven't seen it since they announced it 2 years ago.
There's a bunch of gameplay. It doesn't look great.
I mean, we've seen it on the 360. I thought back then the graphics were atrocious. On the Xbox One, it looks even worse, considering what this console should be able to do. The gameplay is pretty basic and uninteresting. And the only thing that game has going to it is the humor, if you like the Twisted Pixel humor. And that's basically it. I don't think from a technical or gameplay perspective, the game is going to carry itself.
So, I mean, this is another 360 up port, but I'm surprised, because Twisted Pixel makes good games. Is this going to be another case?
Do they?
Didn't they make...
They made Explosion Man, and that was it.
They made the Mew as well, and they made that comic book game.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I was about to say, I'm getting confused with the people who made Castle Crashers and Alien Hominid.
Both guys make good games. Twisted Pixel is a very spotty track record, if you ask me.
So why did Microsoft pick them up?
Because their games sell, I guess.
It's an odd studio pickup, I guess. Like, they already, as far as I know, their games were already exclusive to them, so it's not like they were missing out on much.
But then, Microsoft, who knows what goes on at Microsoft, because, you know, they have Rare.
They have made a couple of questionable decisions in the last years, and especially in the last few months, so, who knows?
Okay, this is another one that I've never heard of. Power Star Golf?
I don't know what that is.
I have no idea. It's on the list. I have never seen this game before, so I'm assuming it's exclusive. It's on Xbox Live. Uh-oh. It looks... Wow, they really should tone down the broom in that game.
That's your first commentary about the game.
It looks like everything takes place at sunset.
Wait, let me look at that as well. I actually have never heard about this game.
It's kind of an arcadey, kind of Mario Golf kind of game.
Okay.
Apparently, it's not very good, according to Destructoid.
Wouldn't surprise me. Otherwise, we wouldn't have probably heard about it.
It looks like You know like how Mario Golf, the original one, had like those human characters? This looks like them, but you know, kind of that mature adult style they give some cartoons to make.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that style never really works.
It's a Leisure Suit Larry kind of art style.
There we go, that's a good example of it.
Remember that what was it called? Backyard Golf on the Xbox? Or what was it called?
It was a game where
you could beat up your caddy? What?
Yeah, it's probably back, because they had
it looks like
golf, that. And backyard wrestling and stuff like that. Like, that guy looks like a hipster. Or is that a chick? It's an ugly art style.
Also, technically not really proficient, to be honest.
Okay. I thought that was a hipster dude.
Who knows?
Go either way. But yes, I assume this is not the game people are going to pick on their Xbox One.
Probably not.
It is an exclusive, and it is, quote-unquote, their answer to Hotshot Golf.
I have zero doubts that if Sony makes another Hotshot Golf, it's probably going to end up being better than this game.
Yeah, I doubt that's going to be really hard to accomplish.
No one betting against me, I'm surprised.
I was about to say, I'm assuming the last Hotshot Golf game was better than this. I imagine the first Hotshot Golf game was better than this. Right, Son of Rome.
Yeah, we all talk about it, right? I mean, it's pretty, but it's
Shadow.
Going
a
to
game
be
a that came, game that plays itself.
It is the prom queen of the launch. It's a game that looks good but has no substance. And probably won't survive past that summer vacation.
I predict no one is going to talk about it by Q1 next year.
Yeah, pretty much. I doubt we're going to talk about it much after launch in general. I think it's going to be one of those games that reviews poorly. People are not going to be surprised by it. And
yeah, I mean, people will probably buy it at launch just for the cheese.
I guess, you know, there are people who are buying games just because they're getting these systems and they want games. And Rise looks next gen, like I said. And, you know, there are going to be people who defend it. Like, oh, man, you just don't understand the intricacies of the system. You refuse to spend time getting to know it.
But there are no intricacies because...
There always is no system.
There's
always going to be people who...
So you get the higher combo, but if you do nothing, it still happens. I don't know if it's good game design.
Well, there are going to be people who defend it. I was going to ask, like, with the combo system, is it a score-based, or how does the combo system work?
If you do a better combo or something, you can, for example, get your health back and stuff like that.
But if it's a really kind of button-mashy game, you're not using much to begin with.
You're mashing buttons until you can do the execution move. And if you hit the execution, execution happens for itself, but it won't increase your combo in any way. But if you hit the correct buttons during the execution, then it does increase your combo.
So this is basically Azura's Wrath, where you're just basically waiting until the game decides to do something for you.
Kinda. It's pretty.
Google Project. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's Rise, Son of Rome. Which, oddly enough, is also a game, as far as I said, Microsoft isn't advertising as much as I see Dead Rising on Xbox One.
I would have thought that would have been the one that they push.
Also became apparently censored in the US because of boobies.
I thought they said that was untrue.
Really?
Yeah, at least a gas threat. I mean, a lot of this stuff, and this is why I can't wait until Friday and next week, when all this stuff can just be put to bed and it's not he said, she said, back and forth nonsense.
Then never mind.
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, I think the same thing was said about Beyond Two Souls, and that kind of turned out to be semi-false. And then we have Zoo Tycoon.
I played that. It seems like, what should I say, kind of a shallow tycoon game, to be honest.
That's a great name for it. Shallow Tycoon.
Which is... I guess not a good thing, because you kind of want those games to be a little bit more intricate, but maybe I didn't spend enough time with it. Also, back when I played it in August, performance-wise and it ran abysmal. The frame rate was all over the place, tearing like a motherfucker. And I heard people played it at, what was it? I think PAX was a month later? Or something? There was an event, I think like, no. Wait, sorry. Like 2 weeks ago, there was the Microsoft event, and someone I know on Twitter was there and played Zoo Tycoon, and reported the same performance issues I saw back in August. I don't think that's a good sign.
Either that or it was just the same demo.
I doubt it. The game needs to be done.
I don't know. This Zoo Tycoon, I was just like, it's just a non... Like, who said, oh, do you know what I could do with right now? Another Zoo Tycoon on a console. I would be interested in it if it was on PC.
I think it's coming to PC.
And I hope it's not as watered down as it looks, because...
It is pretty watered down.
Honestly, I just want Zoo Tycoon 1 with better graphics and the ability to walk around my zoo, you know?
I don't think you will get that with this game.
Sad face. I don't. It doesn't look appealing at all. It's just like it's just a non. Why is it there? I don't understand. Like when they announced it, I was just like, why is Zoo Tycoon of all things?
Because it's a brand that Microsoft owns, and they kind of needed something that kids can play.
I guess.
Which is weird that they're dropping all the Kinect launch titles, well, at least they're in-house ones. But whatever. Because Kinect Sports Rival doesn't make a launch either, right?
You'd have thought it would have done. That would have been a very good launch game, because if anything, you want to copy Wii Sports.
Yeah.
No, Nintendo didn't even copy Wii Sports, so...
And actually have...
Well, they copied the idea with Nintendo Land.
Yeah.
But you want to, that's what you want to do, is you want to copy the idea. If you've got something like Kinect, you want something that you can guarantee is going to be good, and it's going to take full advantage of it. To show people, oh, you think this is what's going to happen, what this is capable of now. You wait until, you know, 3 years down the line when you're glad that we put this in the box and made you buy it, you know?
Fair enough.
Weird, apparently the guys who are making Zoo Tycoon are actually the guys who made Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 and...
The third one?
Also 4. Yeah.
Yeah, the third one was crap.
Oh, right. Then there you go. I only played the first two.
Yeah, the third one was crap because... It was crap. For many reasons, but it was not good.
I guess that's kind of it for the major releases. Anything you folks want to note before we begin to wrap?
Someone else has Call of Duty Ghosts. Don't buy it there either.
Well, I feel like, I've mentioned this before, I really feel like Microsoft, and I guess technically Sony missed the boat by not having that built into their ecosystem. Like, I guess it's probably on Activision to do that, but I feel like if you could play a Call of Duty Ghost with your Xbox 360 friends, that then you could kind of guarantee that those people are going to move.
Yeah, but the problem is the games are not just different in graphics, they are also different in that some game modes are not supported anymore on core gen.
It's not like these companies haven't been opposed to isolated players. Like, you can have a cross-gen players, which is certain, you know, have people pick.
That's like, actually the thing, is, like, that's a good point, actually. They could have done that. I mean, they could have just said, you can play the basic game modes, you know, we're going to limit the player base on these modes, but you can play them with the 360 people. And that would have been cool, because it means that if the Xbox One is in a situation where there's only 20,000 people playing at one time, it doesn't matter because you've got 400,000 people playing on Xbox 360. That would have been a great idea, but, you know, this is what I hate the most about consoles, is you've got to drop everything, literally
everything to move over. It's ridiculous. That would have been a cool idea, though.
Yeah, but I mean, even as outside,
that would have been consumer, that would have been a true next gen thing.
Even outside of being a consumer, though, I just feel like if you're Microsoft and you want to convert this audience to a next gen platform, that's an easy way to do it than hoping that they spend $500 and that they get friends to spend $500, and everybody's going to buy it this year. Like, I'm sure there are people who are going to hold off on buying it this year because they can't pay their 360 version, and their friends already bought it. Instead of, you know, like, okay, like, let's say I have a group of four people I pay with. That's $2,000. I mean, granted, it's not $2,000 a piece, but it is $2,000 just to get everybody on the same system, and then you have to buy the game again.
Because I remember, when I was the 360 came about, and I was playing Halo 2 because I didn't have a 360 at launch, and there were people on my friends list playing on their 360s, and I was like, oh, I can't do anything with them because, you know, I can't even send them messages, you know. That was so frustrating, and they're doing it again, pretty much. I mean, yes, you can probably still send messages to people, but you can't play with them. And as far as I'm concerned, it's 2013. There's no reason for that to be the case.
Yeah, or even, I mean, and granted, this probably would have been cheap, but maybe they could have done, like, an Halo 4 up port and give it new, like a Game of the Year edition and make that their Gaon's title and then have cross-platform play or something like that. Something to kind of bridge the gap between last-gen and this-gen and just hoping that people, because, like, really, outside of maybe achievements and trophies, there's really nothing that ties your last-gen experience to this-gen. Because you pretty much have to start from scratch. Like, you can keep your friends, yes, but you have to rebuy new games, you have to get new equipment, you need to get new
That is the absolute worst thing about the next gen. I mean, I say it's if it's relevant to this gen only, it happens every gen, but, you know, it's 2013, we shouldn't have to do this. Shouldn't have to drop everything.
Yeah, it's just, and it's even, I think it even goes deeper than that, in the fact that you kind of use, you use all of your digital content as well, which I think was a really big part of this generation that people were expecting to kind of carry over.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the point of digital, is you get to keep it. You know, that's why Steam is awesome, is because I have these games, and no matter how many computers I use in anywhere in the world, I still have my games. And it's ridiculous. I can't believe... Oh, that was...
Excuse me.
I mean, I don't have much of this... left of this generation. I've got like maybe 8 360 games at this point.
Well, yeah. Again, it's not the idea that, and, you know, like,
and my digital content, I've, you know, I was actually, that was the thing that I didn't bank on when I bought my 360 bought a 360 again, is I was like, I can play Shadow Complex again, I can play Pac-Man CUDX again, that's cool. You know.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I mean, to use an example, and this is, you know, everybody's different. But for me, part of the reason I continue to get an Android phone is because I've been built into the Android ecosystem. Like, I have an Android tablet, I can, you know, I can navigate it from my PC and get stuff like that. So I continue to buy into that because I know that everything I get on that will carry forward in some fashion. Like, some apps do kind of break along the way, and you do kind of get new stuff, but everything... But, you know, like, it's not, neither of these systems are offering that kind of sense of identity where, like, okay, my PlayStation 3's identity or my Xbox 360 identity is continuing over. Because while some of that stuff carries over, it is like, okay, this is the end. You're moving forward. Everything from before this doesn't count anymore. And, I mean, you know, granted, backwards compatibility is a small part of that. But the fact that none of your games work and none of your, you know, like, you can't play against your friends who moved on. Or, like, if you move on and some of your friends are still back, you're kind of in this weird state where it's like, okay, so I'm going to lose half of my friends for a while. Because even now, like, it took a while for Google to get these systems, years and years. So not everybody's going to be there first year or second year or third year. So I'm really disappointed they didn't have more cross-gen games.
Yeah, that's kind of silly. That's the worst thing about next-gen, if you ask me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could have been worse with both. Thankfully, Microsoft is smart enough to rely on a lot of their policies that they won't implement. But yeah, is there anything else you two want to say so we can end on a more positive note?
I hope we have a few surprises.
I'm really looking forward to the new consoles, and I'm sure I will have a lot of fun with my PS4 once it comes out over here. I still have to wait till the 29th.
Yeah. Just 2.5 weeks. We won't taunt you too much.
You can taunt me. I play Hearthstone. That will be fine for me for now.
I will be content with my Mario and Zelda in a week and a half.
The thing is, I kind of see it as a perk to have to wait 2 weeks, because I get to read all the reviews, and if some game turns out to be shit or something,
you're
trying
to cancel it, yeah.
I can just readjust all my pre-orders.
I find that that works. The other thing, though, sometimes that really kills anticipation and hype just because everybody's kind of talked to it to death, which is why I really hated the fact that you're passing in and out of games before us. And it's not like a couple of days, it's been like a month and a half, so a lot of the time it's just like everybody's talked about it, everybody's kind of gone through it, and it's like, oh, okay. And like, yeah, it's great and all, but it's like half the world has already experienced it, so you're just kind of left behind.
I'm not that petty.
I mean, I still play the game, but it does, like, there is something about...
It's worse when it's months and months. For example, when Persona 4 Arena came out, like, I don't know, 6 months later in Europe, nobody cared anymore.
the worst example is Ace Attorney 4 and Ace Attorney 3, because Capcom, for some reason, decided to release Ace Attorney 3 after 4 in Europe, and they wondered why they only sold 300 copies of it.
It's probably the same thing, like, you folks just got Scribblenauts Unlimited, and I think we got Unmasked before you got Unlimited, so... Granted, now
yeah,
it's
well, we got the PC version way earlier,
yeah,
just
say, you got the Wii U version.
Just the Wii U version, which got delayed till to no end. I actually bought the PC version for Scribblenauts, I think, for $7.50 at some point.
I put it in the Humble Bundle.
Yeah, it's on the Humble Bundle.
Yeah, but I bought it months ago. I think it was during the summer sale on Amazon or something.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to these consoles, and like I said, the 2 weeks I can actually use it.
Yeah.
Should Neck turn out to be great, I will add it to my list.
If Neck turns out to be great, I will eat my head on the show. Not really, because you know nobody's gonna see that, but I feel like Neck's going to be one of those games that turns out to be average.
Yeah, we will see. I don't know. I'm never almost never doubting games where I'm not really sure about it them. And I've played Neck. No, I didn't play Neck. I just saw Neck. And some of it looks good, some of it I don't know about, so
yeah, I mean that's fair enough, but from what I've seen and I've tried to look at this game often enough. And it's just really, really not doing anything for me. Like, I don't hate it or anything, but I feel like this... It's this sense of just, like...
There's nothing particularly special about it.
I can't put my finger on it, and I hate to use this example again, but it's the same way I kind of feel like... You ever feel like sometimes you get those movies in the same year that just kind of, like, knock off some more popular movies, and it feels like it acts some type of... That's that essence that makes it special.
Yeah.
Like, the example that usually comes to mind is something like Shark Tales.
Most of the DreamWorks stuff.
Yeah, and that to me kind of feels like a DreamWorks movie. In that it's
maybe.
Like it's trying to be something special, but it doesn't have anything that makes it stand out. And it's not necessarily that it's bad, it's just that it's bland. I guess.
Otherwise, I will just have fun with Lego Marvel, because we already know that's a good game.
Knack feels like, oh, we need a character action game, so let's make one. Like, a character action game for kids, anyway.
Yeah, but that's the thing. From what I understand, Knack doesn't even seem like it's built for kids, because they always talk about how hard it is, how difficult it is, how, you know, like, how...
Well, you can make it very difficult.
Yeah, and... I mean, granted, again, I don't have kids. I don't play games with kids. But I feel like kids don't want a game where they have to sit around for 2.5 hours of cutscenes.
Yeah.
Again, we will see. Otherwise, my game is Lego Marvel.
Yeah, Lego Marvel.
That's
a
good game.
I think Lego Marvel, Skyland, Disney Infinity. There's enough games for kids out there. It's not like they were hurt. Actually, like Disney Infinity is not a launch title, is it?
No, I don't think they even said if it's coming to next gen. I would assume that they will port it, but
they have to, it has to come because they make loads of money off of it.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's, I feel like it's one of those games that can stick around next gen for a year or two because like the user base that's going to buy these systems at launch aren't the Disney Infinity crowd.
Well, Skylanders, I mean, Activision at least thought they should be out early on.
Yeah, I mean, they figured they, but I assume Skylanders still does best on Nintendo systems.
Yeah, but it shows that Skylanders also was kind of already development next-gen.
Yeah.
Because it actually looks really good on most systems.
Oh, I was going to say,
I
expected the opposite, where it just kind of looks like a prettier version of...
I thought it looked really good.
So yeah, Skylanders. So there are kids' games out there, and honestly speaking...
Skylanders was actually the other game I was thinking about, but then I thought, I don't want to fall into this hole of buying all those figurines. So Lego Marvel it is.
Ideally speaking, if you're a parent looking for a game that assists in this holiday season, I would still kind of recommend a Wii U.
I don't know.
You get, what, 3 Mario games, you get Ego City... You get Wonderful 101. There are a lot of games that do kind of cater towards kids, and you still kind of get the family games like Wii Sports, Wii Party, Game & Wario, stuff like that. You get Skylanders, you get Disney Infinity,
For kids, I would say yes, but if you're older than 10, no.
Oh, yeah, but there are people under 10. There's a lot of people under 10, actually.
Yes, I know. You don't have to find me.
I'm just saying that. Yeah, I do think if you have kids, I think it's a good, especially if you want to play with them, I think the Wii U would be the system to get. And then I would probably recommend, based on what we've seen, I would actually recommend the Xbox One next.
Recommend the Xbox One to anyone.
That may be the case, but I do think I think Kinect is something that leans more towards kids, and the only game that Sony really has is Knack.
But Kinect is also kind of terrible, so...
Yes, but kids don't care.
Apparently they do. I saw today on Guff someone mentioning an 11-year-old who comes over to his place and rather plays Minecraft than Kinect.
Well, Minecraft is an Xbox game, too.
I know, but I'm saying that kids also have some form of taste. And,
oh, they do have some form of taste, but
and kindling the imagination is better than flailing around in front of the TV.
Well, I think stuff like that. And what was the other one that Mike? Project Spark.
Yes, Project Spark. That's also cool.
I think,
but I don't think that's a launch title, right?
No, it's not a launch. So, I don't think it's a launch window title. I don't think we ever really...
even Minecraft isn't a launch title. And I think that's basically just an upport from the 60 game.
Yeah.
From
and again, another one that's really dumb because Minecraft has been doing gangbusters on the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Have some way to build that ecosystem and have people bring their stuff forward instead of starting over.
I actually would have preferred if it started over because then we might actually get large worlds and stuff which are in the PC version.
Yeah.
But... for some reason, they think it's fine to just port over the 360 version.
Yeah, but like I said, I would recommend an Xbox One to families over a PS4. The only reason I wouldn't is the $100 price difference, which is a lot of money.
Yeah. Of course.
Honestly, if you're a family, you shouldn't be buying a next-gen console on launch at all.
No, of course not.
But little Timmy's going to be asking for a system. And sadly enough, little Timmy's probably going to be asking for Call of Duty Ghost and Battlefield 4, and not games that he should be playing at 10 years old.
Yeah.
So, yes. And that's really going to be dependent on what your friends get, which I think is something that's going to be more of a factor next year. But yes, I mean, again, if you're a quote-unquote hardcore gamer, PS4 is the way to go. If you're looking for something for your family or your kids, Wii U is the way to go. If you want a $500 box that looks...
if you like Call of Duty and FIFA, buy an Xbox One.
I guess you're in Europe and then you get a PlayStation 4.
But,
even in Europe, you just buy an Xbox One if you like Call of Duty and FIFA.
But those are also on PS4.
Because if you like Call of Duty and FIFA, you've already lost your brain anyway, so it doesn't really matter, does it?
Ooh, sick burn.
I mean, only Call of Duty and FIFA.
Okay, we're moving on and we're ending the show before we insult anybody else. So, yeah.
Look, it's not like if somebody likes only Call of Duty and FIFA, they're not going to be listening to this podcast, so it doesn't even matter.
I don't think we have anyone who plays FIFA who listens to this podcast.
Exactly.
If you play FIFA and listen to this podcast, reply to me on Twitter.
What if I play FIFA?
I was about to say, I think Jason plays FIFA, but technically he doesn't listen to this show.
He doesn't play only Call of Duty and FIFA, though, does he? He harps on about Mass Effect enough.
I was about to say,
if you play FIFA every year.
I was about to say, if you play only FIFA and Call of Duty, we offer you nothing. I don't think we have a discussion about FIFA on this show. Like, not even news. Like, I don't have any interest in those games. I don't think any of us do. I know Anthony plays. Anthony used to play soccer. I don't know if he played FIFA, but he actually played soccer in real life. And Call of Duty, I don't think we talked about since like Black Ops.
I talked about Modern Warfare 3.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, this is how much I pay attention. Like, we'll have a show about Japanese visual novels, but we won't talk about Call of Duty that much. So there you go.
You should talk about Hateful Boyfriend.
Okay, apparently you and Chad are going to have a show together.
We haven't spoken about S25 yet.
That does remind me while we're wrapping. We are, in 2 weeks, hopefully, depending on how scheduling works out, we are going to do a big kind of impression show, because we haven't done any impressions since September. And since then, we've had Pokemon, we've had Battlefield, we've had Assassin's Creed, we're going to have Call of Duty, we have Mario, Zelda, PS4, Xbox One. So instead of coming back and doing a new show, because there probably won't be a ton of news after these systems come out anyhow until the PGAs, we're just going to do a big show to catch up on the last 2 months of games.
Played none of these games.
Okay, which is why
you have a 3DS, you have 25 euros, at least I hope you have 25 euros. Go on the eShop, play S25, there you go, problem solved.
But
it will take you about 20 hours, just do it.
But I'm not that much into Ace Attorney.
Well, you are now.
Yes, and, you know, like stuff like Beyond Two Souls has come out, Puppeteer, a lot of games have come out, and a lot of games we've played. So we're going to try to get that up to speed, and even if Martin hasn't played any of them, that by that time the PS4 should be out. So hopefully.
Well, my PS4 is out on the 29th.
Okay, so PS4 would be out for me, and probably I will get hands-on impression, because I think my little brother is going to buy it, so I'm just going to use his for a bit.
I can talk to you about these games on the 29th.
And you have Hearthstone?
Okay, Hearthstone is something I can talk about, but that's probably something we all can talk about.
At least
if Earl finally plays it.
and that's the point. We're just going to catch up on all the games we've been missing out on. So it's just going to be impressions.
I think I played some indie PC titles, but...
There you go. We'll get a list of them and we'll talk about them and stuff like that. Hopefully we have a couple of reviews up this week. I have no idea. I'm not playing anything. Check out my Batman Arkham Origins review. That's another game that came out during this time frame. Stuff like that. Check out the website. We have a lot of stuff going up, next gen related and not so much, you know. November isn't really themed, which I'm happy for, because I hate theme months as much as I do them on the site, because it's always really difficult to get an entire month of programming in your head. But we're doing a rewatch of some movies we've done before for 151 proof movies. Actually, a lot of them are video game related. We've done Tekken this past week. In 2 weeks, we're doing Super Mario Brothers, the movie for the launch of Super Mario 3D World. And I believe the last movie of this month is going to be Dead or Alive. So check that out. We have up some impressions of, Marvel Avengers. Marvel. There we go. Superheroes and all that fun jazz. So check that all out. Check out the site for comic book reviews and video game reviews and all that other stuff. For Sam, who dropped out early, Martin, Daniel, and myself, this has been the Do Wilden Prion Superion Extravaganza.
Fantastico.
Extravaganza.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, it ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together.